Shir Ayin Ches and Sukkah, Gimel Nisan Hei Tavshin Mem Aleph, April 7, 1981, and Tuesday.
If it's inserted, so then it's a light. But if it falls on top, then it's not a light. It's not like that. The Midrash is, if it's inserted, it's not a light. If it's inserted, when it drops, and there is empty vacant space left, so it's not a light. But if it overlaps, then it is a light. So in other words, that's the only mistake I have. I mean, but there are three shittas. According to Rashi, there is one prerequisite. According to the Midrash, there are three prerequisites. And the Ikema Rabbi said that the Ritva mentioned, so there are four prerequisites. Number one, that the Kiro Elino must have the minimum of the width of Tefach. Number two, that the Avia between one Keratachtin and another Keratachtin must have the minimum of at least one Tefach. And the third prerequisite is that the width of the Avia and the Baden should not be more than the width of the Kiro Elino, and the fourth Kuragana requisite is that the width of the Kiro Elino is not more. If you want, you can formulate it in three prerequisites. In other words, one prerequisite is that the Kiro should have at least a Tefach, and the other prerequisite is that the Avia between and the Babel should be at least a Tefach, and the third prerequisite is that the width of the Kiro Elino and the width of the Avia and the Babel should be the same, visibly the same. So you can formulate it also in three prerequisites, but it's better to formulate it in terms of four prerequisites, because actually, in order to fit, so it cannot be the same width. Because if it's the same width, it will not be pushed in, you'll have to exert pressure and you'll have to scrape off, and it's not it. So it's more convenient to formulate it in four prerequisites, according to the Shite of the Mishnas Rabbosei in the Midrash. Alright, now, let's see the tesis. Koneir and Koneir. Shall we reach with a srach, the hashti with a koni, Zaytore, a lach of the Mayo Rach Noma, and it is car, comes from the woman in Sinso. Vashmina must listen, the Amdino Rey, a commission go in, the Shkobin Bishop, who is the Sinso, the woman, the Hamso Kshe, Kakhir is the Kun, Mashma with the Rushe, the Shayej, the Zelo Desh Rachel, the Psu, the Abale, Haine, the Tam, Tam, Hamso, the woman in Sinso. What are you talking? Similar effect, Rashi doesn't say that. So that's why Tisa says Mashma with Purushim, but Rashi doesn't say that. You could even read in Rashi what Tisa says. But Tisa says that from Rashi it's Mashma, Yerchiyesh, Binzelo, Zesh, Risha, Eve between the Kona Elim and Kona Tachti. So there's Titwachim and Mokim, Titwachim in between. So then, why is it possible? According to Abaye, it's possible Abaye because of Hamsa Mogumitzils. Because of Hamza Mogum, too. But, so this says, who are you talking? The Chim, the Chikaime, Hamza Mogum, Hoyo, Hoyo, Tim, so the Rubo, a leap say, Bishwil Hamo, Habom Nazar, the Allah say, the Ise is a Hamza Mogum, our Haime Taime, Bishwil Hoshi, Shachel, it's Tarif Kai Gavin, Kishi, Benzel, Rachel, our greatest Rachel, the Lord of the Bakla. So this is she is. That in view of the fact that at noontime, in certain places on earth, so even if you have a corner, if you have one corner Eli and you have one corner Tachti, but at noontime, exactly at 12, so when Hamu is the Rish Kolodom, so then you'll have enough shade, the person, because Because this Kol Ha'Elyon will protect against the sun, and this Kol HaTachton will protect against the sun. So Mimele, there is no chison mitzat hamsum of mitzvos, because the criteria is nunta, not whether there is still some room for hamsa every minute of the day. As long as at nunta, so there is still some room for hamsa, so then that's the criteria. So, but the reason is why, if between the Kol Ha'Elyon and Kol HaTachton is three tvachim, or more than three tvachim, these things, so that's for a different reason, because there is another requirement that schach has to be placed at the same level. They have to be together, not one at a lower level and one at another level. But if the difference in the level is less than 3 tvachim, so by applying the halacha of lomut, al-tadin, it's considered the same level. So al-tadin, it's considered not that one is lower, one is higher, but it's considered the same, they are the same level because of lomut. Because of global. And then, if you have, because Ha'Elyon has a Dach Tefach, so then, by applying the Aloha of Chvut Chomei again, so it's considered as if they are together. But there is such a requirement that in order that the Sukhya Shisheo, so the Schach must be placed together, Kechot, like one piece of Schach. So if it is less than 3 tvachim distance, less than 3 tvachim distance, between the upper level and the lower level, coming. So then it's considered to be together. But not because of Hamsa Mulunitzes. This is what takes it. So the reason is, but as far as the Chisom of Hamsa Mulunitzes, so we say, it doesn't matter. As long as Nunta is still some of the Hamsa, so then it's Kshay. Now, Teitzvah says that Rashi's Shite is Mashma. Mashma with Yerushim. Dichshayit in Zero Zeh. Shleishon, dipsulo la'avayu, haye mitam chamso merubo mitzilso, v'lo yitohen, dechid li kaime chamso merish odo, hoi so tzilso merubo yonivshlo mishlo chama abon natsan la'az. But Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi doesn't say it. So the way Teitzves assumes is mitayit from the Roshon of Rashi. So the reason is why, if there is a distance of 3 tvachim, on a vertical plane, so between the Kol HaTachton and the Kol Ha'Elyon, so why is it possible? Because of Chamsa Merubo Mitzilso. Not because it's not Kechot. So in other words, then we have to say that according to Rashi, there is no such requirement that the Schach has to be placed at the same level. But that's strange. But Jesus is indicted on this Rashi. And then it's difficult to say in Rashi that Rashi Shiti is that the reason as to why if it is more than 3 tvachim between the Kol Ha'Elyon and the Kol HaTachton, so the reason is why it's possible is because of Chamsa Merubo Mitzilso. Because the question is this: if Rashi is chelek HaTeitzvah's premise, then the criterion is that same some of the Chamsa at noontime, and Rashi Shiti is that this is not the criterion, that some of the Chamsa, the fact that there is enough tzeil at noontime is not enough, there has to be enough tzeil every minute of the day, not just 1 minute at noontime when the Chamsa is Rishon. So then the question arises, so even if the distance is less, why should it be kosher, but it's still a Chamsa Merubo Mitzilso? If we say that Rashi also agrees with Teisves, that the criterion is the fact that there is enough tzeil at noontime, even though all the other minutes of the day it's Chamsa Merubo Mitzilso, it doesn't matter. So then we understand. But if we say that Rashi is the chelek HaTeitzvah, and the Kol HaTachton Rashi. So the fact that there is enough tzeil, enough shade at noontime is of no significance, because that moment is not any more significant than any other moment in the day. What, just as 4 o'clock is not important, so 12 o'clock noon is not of special significance either. So, mainly, that according to Rashi, So there is no special significance in the fact that there is more that there is tail at noon. So then the question arises, in other words, there has to be, and the reason is why, if the distance is Ritvochim or more than Ritvochim, so then the Sukkah is Psulah because of Chamsom Rumi Mitzilso, even though at noon time Mitzilso Rumi Chamsom. So it doesn't matter, so the question is, so what if the distance is just Ritvochim or one Tefach, but it's still in all the other moments of the day besides noon time, so it's Chamsom Rumi Mitzilso. So what effect is the fact that it's less than Ritvochim? Less than Ritvochim has significance because of the concept of love. So what does love mean? Love means that they are placed on the same level. But if in the case where it's Ritvochim or more than Ritvochim, then it's possible because there isn't enough shame. So even if the distance is less than Ritvochim, there is still not love. So how does love eliminate the problem? How does love dispose of the problem that there is more sunshine than say? How does it, if we say, so we can say that Rashi Shita is also like they says. Rashi doesn't say, what does Rashi say there? What does Rashi say there? Rashi doesn't say that. So Rashi only says, Rashi must listen, Rein kochi u hoyu mishkovin bishov, hoyu sov. So Rashi says, Dabrino Rein. Oh, at the very top. Kone even. So when he shvas rach rach la kone zei kode. Alech lo mal lach lamat. Um terkach hamsum rom mitzitzo. Vashmino mas kitsim dabrino. Kone even kone even. So kone even bishop. Hoi so tzimtso nerubo mechamso. Is kshel. So in other words, Rashi doesn't mean it. That's the criteria in Tzilson Rubem Chamso. In other words, now let's go over the other Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah. We mentioned the Gemara here. Vishet Tzilson Rubem Chamso kshel. Hoki adode psu. Biotnam biloch birkin vishet Chamso Rubem Tzilson psulo. Hoki adode kshelo. Loi kashi. Kamu mailo kamu mato. Omar Apope, Han Gabriel, Shikizuzo Mio, Kiistra Militaris. So Rashi explains it, Kizuzo Mio, when it's an Iser, when it's a size of an Iser, on top, so at the bottom, there is sunshine the size of itself. So, Kishineke Pecha, Momailo, Kishio Zuz, Hamson Ruman Mato Kishio Sala, Kachter, the Kuntas. Wiebscherer mit Damm, der Rappoppe Gruppe der Hochheiz und der Kammerdiere mit Boris gegen die Mutter, wo es nahm Paskin und Rüders Roche mit Kosche und der Kammer zu büschen. An der Kampfe, da bin ich, die Korne Paukes in die Sohne Istere, auch mit Istere Pogas in die Süße, er kommt der Rashi. So, Istere ist Worte in die Süße. Und Forscher mit Damm, kam und mal um mich in die Dabe und mal um Kato Lekschir und mich in die Kippoz. Aber wenn du mal geboren zu meinem Klapp in Mailo, die haben ja dort gezogen. Ich habe schon Rochen gesagt, so, Dinge auf Gott und Kies, mache ich schon Rochen gemein. Ein Lieber, mein Lieber, ich habe Gott, ich habe Gott, was ich meine, den bin ich mit Gott, und die Mutter wird damit das ist. So, da ist ein Machlicke, wie zu den Rashi und Rabbetan. Er kommt mit Rabbetan, so er kommt mit Rabbetan, und du in Pascha, ich habe Gott, der Paulus käme, ist Mutter, so bei Schach, Paulus käme, ist auch so. In other words, if you have managed one tefach, you have one tefach schach, then one tefach havel, one tefach schach, one tefach havel, one tefach schach, one tefach havel. That way, exactly, 50-50. I mean, where the schach, the total width of the schach is equal to the total width of the avia, so it's kosher, according to Rabbeinu. According to Rabbeinu. And according to Rashi, it's possible. So, the Ram agrees with Rashi Shita, and he explains Rashi Shita. The Ram says, two poles came in his mutter, but here there is a loche that it has to be Tzimtzum Rumem Chamsom. So the whole apoche is, according to Rapope, so if both are showing, it's considered as if Tzimtzum Rumem Chamsom. But in view of the fact, what Kizuzem Mil Kinistam El Tachas, so if the total width of the Kami and the total width of the avir on top. Ashore b'shore are equal to each other, so then at the bottom you feel more shade, you feel more sunshine than shade. So mele, it's not shore b'shore as far as the tail and the bottom is concerned. So the Ran in explaining Rashi says in effect that Rashi shit is that there is a special requirement that there should be. There is a special requirement that there should be tail. Tail some of the chas. But then, what is Rabbatam Shite? So I mentioned the Shaila. Suppose it would be possible to be misachet with something that has the characteristics of glass. Glass is possibly silk, because glass is not really a karke. So it's possibly silk. But suppose you would have, let's say, a gidui karke substance that would have all the characteristics. It would be transparent, and all the sun would get in, would penetrate through that fiber that is from the Bilikar. As a matter of fact, when I said that here, so there was a visitor from Israel, a very outstanding engineer who is a very fine Jew and half that Jew, and he attended that here. And after hearing that here, so he says, that's his field. And he was here on a visit to give lectures in various universities in the United States and in Canada in his field. So he says it's possible. It's possible to make from wood a substance that will have all the characteristics of glass, and all the sun will penetrate. But even though it's possible, it will still be possibly sichel, because it will be nishtan tzorose. Either with raisa or with rabon, that's following the gemore. Of sichel chobanitzit pishton psuro. Why is it psuro? Either because of kabutume or because of nishtan tzorose. So the Rambam says because of Mishtal Tzorose, and Rashi says because it's Kabutume. So now let's call it the Rambam and the Rambam. So even if you make such a fiber out of wood, out of kan, but it will be Mishtal Tzorose, so it will still bubble Sichot. But I ask the question, suppose it's possible to be Misachet with glass, and you put glass over the Sukkah, but it will be Chamtzom Rum Mitzulso, for the simple reason that the sun penetrates through the glass, will it be kshei or not? So I say that will be told in the machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeta. According to Rabbeta, you see, Rashi says that even according to Rav Pope, that we call it the Kone Pope, in his Mutea, but as Schar, if the total width of the Kan is equal to the total width of the vacant space, so it's possible. And Rav explains it because of what effect is the fact that poets came in his mutter, so on top it's Jove Bishove, but at the bottom it's not Jove Bishove. So the question is, so what? So we see that according to the Rambam, there is a special requirement that there has to be tzils on the Rambam house. Tzils on the Rambam house. According to the Rambam, that the tzils on the Rambam house is only a rally that it is more hovered than vacant space. In other words, but if you cover it completely and there isn't any vacant space at all, except that the fiber has the attribute of allowing all the sun to penetrate, like glass, so then it's not possible. But according to Rashi, and we mentioned that in connection with Rabbi Yashe, that there has to be tzilso machmas panis, whether you could use, according to who is the Tanner who said this? Rabbeishi. No, Rabbi Yashe. So, according to Rabbi Yashe, that it has to be Tzilso Machmas Panis also, not only Machmas Ha. So, can you use glass as Panis according to Rabbi Yashe? We don't pass by Kalash. So then again it will be told in another Machlekes, because whether according to Rabbi Yashe, it's only a loche Sie so macht was Fun ist, Sie so gut macht, also macht was Fun ist, but it doesn't require what Fun is and a subject of the Psalm. So the Mordechai says, the Rabbi says, that according to Rabbi Asher, all the Psalm apply to Schach, apply to Fun is. But when the Tzvishit is like the Rabbi or not, so the machlik is between the Marshal and the Marshal. So I said, so you can raise that question, according to the Pshat and Tzvishit, that Rabbi Asher only requires silk song, Yehuda Mecham Tzomach Maslanis, but the Alfuses that we learn out from Gilem Yekim, that he tested Gidul Ekarke, not Mekamitume, and not Mechuber, so do not apply to the Tzomach, even according to Rabbi Asher. So, but silk song, Yehuda Mecham Tzomach Maslanis, he tested me. Can you use, according to the Marshal's Pshat and Tzvishit, can you use glass as a David possible? So that should be told in the machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi. So Rashi Shiti is that there is a special halacha of tzilzum of mechamsa. According to Rabbi Tam, that's only a simen. The fact that tzilzum of mechamsa indicates that it's more covered than empty space. But if for some reason it is more covered than empty space, but still there is more sunshine than shade, it doesn't matter. So that's why Rabbi Tam says, in Be'emes, there will be Shod B'Shod on top, even though in the body there will be more sunshine than shade, so it's kosher. Because Tzitzim Arum HaChamso is only descriptive of the degree of Sichu, how heavily it has to be covered. In other words, if it is so lightly covered, that there is more sunshine than zeil, then it means it's not sufficiently covered. But if it is completely covered, except that it's such a substance through which the sun penetrates like glass, so then it doesn't matter, according to Abdamshi. But what is true according to Abdamshi is certainly true according to Rashi also. In other words, so according to Rashi, there are two halachas. First of all, there has to be substantially covered. In other words, it has to be more covered than not covered. And then, in addition, even if it's more covered than not covered, let's say, when on top, it's the total width of the kami is equal to the total width of the avir. But since in the body there is more sunshine than shade, so it's also possible. But what is true according to Rabbi Tam, Rashi is more machmer than Rabbi Tam, but he's not more meikel than Rabbi Tam. So what is true according to Rabbi Tam is also true according to Rashi. So we can say that Rashi Shite is also like this. That in Rabbi, you see, we couldn't say in Rashi that Rashi Shite is that the only business why in the case where it's more, where the distance between the Konatach Konari is more than 3 tvachim, so then it's possible because of Chamsom Rubin Mitzilso. But without Chamsom Rubin Mitzilso, it wouldn't be possible. So then it would follow that according to Rashi, it doesn't have to be completely covered. The only thing according to Rashi is that the tzeil has to be more than the Cham. So the question is, Monefshech, so why do we say, now if we say, as Tzitzis assumes the Rashi, that the reason is why, in the case where it's both the Tzitzvah between the Kohen and the Tzitzvah, so it's possible because of the Psalm of Chamsa and Mitzil, so why if it's less than the Tzitzvah, isn't that possible? So again, Chamsa and Mitzil, but we have to read the Rashi, Rashi Shiti is also like that insofar, so he says that insofar as Tzilsom Rubin Mechamso is concerned, true, it's a special requirement of Tzilsom Rubin Mechamso, but the criterion is that there should be Tzilsom Rubin Mechamso at noontime, as they use it. Rashi also uses it. But then there is another requirement besides Tzilsom Rubin Mechamso, that it should be substantially covered. It should be lightly covered. So, in other words, so what is the simen that there is a substantial sikhuch? If it's chamso, if it's silso or chamso. So in order to determine whether it's substantial sikhuch, that is the simen, so we have to imagine the same kind, had been placed at the same level. So there would be silso or chamso, so that means it is substantial sikhuch. Is the substantial sikhuch. So even though right now, so during the other days of the day, the other moments of the day, not noontime, not 12 o'clock, so there is more sunshine than Tzeir, but it doesn't matter because the criterion, Rashi agrees with this, the criterion is that it should be Tzilsa Merum Mechamsa at noontime, when the Chamo is Bereish Chavodah, then it should be Tzilsa Merum Mechamsa. So even the case of Kona Eli and Kona Tachti, so at noontime, when the Chamo is Bereish Chavodah, then Tzilsa is Merum Mechamsa. So the Mele, that prerequisite is satisfied, is compliant. But then, there is another requirement. What Rabbi Tam says, Rashi is made it. In other words, it has to be substantial misuchah, not too lightly misuchah. What is considered excessive, too lightly misuchah, and what is considered substantial misuchah? In other words, if it is so heavily covered with schach, so heavily covered with schach, that there is more sail than sunshine, it means that it is substantial misuchah. But if there is so little schach that there is more sunshine than tzeir, then it's too lightly misuchah. So in order to determine whether there is the required degree of sikhuch, so we have to imagine the same kami, had they been placed on the same level, would it obstruct the sunshine or not? So if in the event the same kami had been placed at the same level, so they would obstruct sunshine, so that means there is a substantial sikhuch. But then, some mele, insofar as the psul of tzilson ruga mechamso is concerned, so the reason is why there is no psul of chamsa, insofar as the psul of chamsa ruga mechamso is concerned, so in view of the fact that at noontime, a stasis is, so when the chamo is bereish chavodah, so then there is tzilson ruga mechamso, even in the case of kolei, So mele, at noontime, there is still some Rumba Chamso. So that complies with the requirement of still some Rumba Chamso. The fact that at noontime is still some Rumba Chamso. But then there is another requirement. It has to be substantial misucha. Not just lightly, very lightly misucha. What is considered substantial sikhuch? And what is considered insufficient sikhuch? In other words, if there is enough schach, that when all the schach is placed on the same level, then it obstructs sunshine all moments of the day. So it obstructs sunshine when it's placed at the same level. It obstructs sunshine in all the moments of the day. I'm sorry. So it obstructs sunshine when it is placed like that. So then it's considered substantial misuchah. So the mele, even though he placed it, kone ele, so all the sun comes in the other moments of the day. But insofar as the requirement of tzitzum al-chamso, so the criterion is the fact that it's tzitzum al-chamso at noontime. And insofar as the other requirement is concerned, that we need substantial sikhuch, so as long as in the event they have been placed on the same level, they would obstruct sunshine, so that means there is substantial sikhuch. So it's kosher. So the reason is why Rashi says, "Kol shiyuru hoyu misuchochim mishove hoyisotzim samurum mechamsa kshiro." Because even though Rashi is chilek on Rabbi Tam, but what Rabbi Tam says, the requirement that is true according to Rabbi Tam is certainly true according to Rashi too. But Rashi has another requirement. So this Rashi says, in order to supply the requirement of substantial sikhuch. So what is the simen whereby we can determine as to whether there is substantial sikhuch or not, if there is enough kamim, so that when the two kamim are placed on the same level, So it would obstruct sunshine completely, any moment of the day. As long as they are placed at the same level, so mainly it's considered substantial sin. But then there is another requirement of tiltum u'mechamso. So the question is, even if there is less than three kvachim, but it's still tiltum mehubo mechamso. I'm sorry, it's still chamso mehubo mitiltum. So the answer is, since at noontime, so it's tiltum u'mechamso, that's enough. But there has to be substantial sichuch too. So the fact that in the event they have been placed together, it would obstruct sunshine, so that means there is substantial sichuch. It's not too little misucha. I mean, yes?
It's possible that, let's say, the Rosh Hashanah by Tapas the Imam, is that once you have something with Mechamsa, so then even the Imam up above is kosher. So, in other words, is it possible, according to Rashi, this Rowan from Rashi is in a similar way, since if it's an Al Pidin, that since there only is one halakha, and but since in Al Pidin there would be.
Right, but if you say, according to Rashi, there is only one halakha of Tzitzit Mechamsos, not of sufficient Sichuch, yeah. so then the Hechach from Rashi, as Tzitzit says, is conclusive. So then the Kashi is someone of Shech. So what? And Rashi Shiti is. That there is, there has to be Tzitzit Mechamsos. That's Rashi Shiti. Can you use a meal? Can you use a meal? So what difference does it make whether the distance between the Kohen and Kohen Tachtim is to Tvochim or is to Tvoch?
Because of the time to so what? Rashi agrees that the rest is zero. So there's no zero. Oh, that's not the Washington.
No,
the
but then, you see.
That's not how long it's still to move.
So I think that Rashi agrees with this. And Rashi has to agree with this. Because Rashi is tossing that there is a special requirement of Tzimtzum Ruba Mechamso, so then the question arises, so why is it if it's less than Tzimtzum, why is it kosher? Why is it kosher? But why? Why is it kosher? Because after all, there has to be Tzimtzum Ruba Mechamso. So we have to say that Rashi agrees with this one. But this was indicted from Rashi, not like that, because of Rashi's loss. So the answer is, we can explain that Rashi, because Rashi has two requirements. One requirement, there has to be Tzitzit Mechamsos, as far as Tzitzit Mechamsos is concerned. So the criterion is the moment of noontime, not the other moments of the day. But then there is another requirement, that it has to be substantial Misuch, not to like Misuch. So what determines as whether there is substantial Sichuch or insufficient Sichuch, if there is enough kanim on the suke, so that if the kanim that are placed on the suke had been placed on the same level, they would obstruct sunshine all the moments of the day, so then it's considered substantial sichuch. So here, by Kono Rekaliere, there is enough kanim, when placed at the same level, they would obstruct sunshine all the moments of the day. So there is substantial sichuch. And then there is another requirement, but there has to be actual tail. Not sunshine. That depends only on the noon moment. So he agrees with this. Alright, so now for Thursday, you should go over the whole Gemara. You should go over again very carefully the Mishnah noise. The Rash and the
Tess in Sukkot, Dal Nisan Heitav Shemim Aleph, April 9, 1981, on Thursday.
Now, we saw that there is a machlokes between, just the machlokes between the Ram and Peace and Rav Natan on the base in regard to the essence of Tzimtzum Rubin Mechamsa. So according to Rav Natan, it's not a requirement that there should be Tzimtzum Rubin Mechamsa per se. It's only descriptive. The Tzimtzum Rubin Mechamsa is only descriptive of the degree of Sichut that we require. In other words, it cannot be Misuchach, lightly, too lightly. There has to be a substantial Sichut. What is called a sufficient Sichut? And what is not a sufficient Sichut? So if there is so much fat that as a result of the relatively heavy Sichut, so there is more shade than sunshine, then it means it's a riot, that it is substantial Misuchach. But if with all the schach that you put on the suke, there is more sunshine than shade, so then it's a raya that it's not sufficient to Misuchach. So it's not the requirement of Tzilso Meruba Mechamso per se. The Tzilso Meruba Mechamso is indicative of the sufficiency. So Meire, so that's why Tzvist, the Ramatam says, if Be'emes there will be the same total size of Schach as the total size of Aviyah on top, so that if we just think when we stand on the ground, so it appears to us that it's the same, then we say that we do not observe actually, because if from the point of view of the observer on the ground, it appears that the total size of the Kami is equal to the total size of the vacant spaces, so then the Mitzias, the total size of the vacant spaces is a little more than the total size of the Kami. But if we measure it on top, and we saw that there is one tefach ikon, one tefach vacant space, one tefach ikon, one tefach vacant space, and we know that it's exactly equal, so then it will be kosher, according to our topic. So that Paul's came and had the same thing like any Meruba Rapport. So here too. But it's not Tzilso Meruba Mechamso. The answer is, Tzilso Meruba Mechamso is not a requirement per se in itself, according to Rabbanan. It's only a simen, a raya. It's a raya. That there is sufficient zichur. But if there is sufficient zichur, without that, let's say if the schach is of that kind of material like glass, that the sun penetrates through the schach, then it's all. This is the shita of Rabbi Tam. Machinki, the shita of the Ram, and the Ram says in Hirashi, is that the tzilso meruba mechamso is a requirement per se. In other words, if the schach does not give, sufficient tzeo, so it's not sheo. It's not sheo. That means, according to Rashi, if the schach will be made out of a material like glass, but it's kosher schach, out through which the sun will penetrate and it will be chamson meruba mechamso, so then it will be possible, according to the Ram. Now, so we said in explaining the Rashi here, that from Beis Amidaleh, that even Rashi has the shite that Tzilso Meruba Mechamso is a requirement per se, but what is true according to Rav Natan is also true according to Rashi, except that according to Rashi there is an additional requirement. But Rav Natan rejects the whole concept of Tzilso Meruba Mechamso per se as a requirement per se. And the whole purpose of Tzilso Meruba Mechamso is as a simen that there is sufficient tzichuk. So according to Rashi, there are two elements. First of all, there has to be tzeil sukkah, and if there is not enough tzeil, so then it's not considered it's not considered a Sukkot Kshero, there has to be Tzeir, but as far as the requirement per se of Tzils of the Rubim Mechamsa is concerned, so as long as it keeps Tzeir at noon, even though in the other moments of the day it doesn't give Tzeir, so it's alright. In other words, there has to be Tzeir at noon when the Chamor is the Reshavot. But then there is another requirement that it has to be sufficient to be Sukha. And what is considered sufficient to be Sukha? In other words, if it is so be Sukha that when the Sukha are placed on the same level, so then there would be more shade than sunshine in all the moments of the day, not only at noontime. So then it is considered sufficient to be Sukha. So that's why Rashi says, So that was intended to indicate in accordance with Hamadamshide, but we couldn't say it to Rashi. So this is what he said. In other words, as far as the requirement of Tzilso, the Rubem Chamso per se is concerned, so that is sufficient if the results of the Rubem Chamso actually at noontime, even when the Chamo is the Reshkolodom. So the Mele, when you have a Koneirei, so then, even though the sun can get deep through the diagonal, through the openings, through the gaps, but at noontime, when the Chamo is the Reshkolodom, so then there will be Tzils of the Rubem Chamso. So by virtue of the fact that there is still some Rubem Chamso at noon, so that satisfies the requirement of still some Rubem Chamso per se. But that the halacha is that it has to be so misucha, so heavily misucha, that as a result of the heavy sichur, so there will be more tzeil than chamo in all the moments of the day. Not only when the chamo is bereish kolodom, but even when the chamo casts its rays diagonally. So Rashi says, in view of the fact that the same kami had been placed, not koneire bikoneire, on different levels, but on the same level, so then they would give tzeil from the rubem chamso in all the moments of the day, so that is an indication that it's sufficient for Nisukha, so maybe the Sukha is clear. Now, the Ram and the Ritva, they both say, the Ram says, Vahirmin, that's in the paragraph of the Ram on the Mishnah of Sukha and Gimuras, at the end of the paragraph, which is on that Yudom place here in this Gimor. So, Vahirmin, to the Machshirinom, Bikoneirei, Elohim had the hashte name have it through some Rubem Chamso. We hope come ask you on, she in Richo Katron in Pesel Mishim Shnei Schochim, aber die Ade hashte Chamso Rubem Mitzil Zabso. And the Rit also mentions, in the name of certain Rishim, who say that when does the Gemara say that by Kone Ere it is good, only it is Kone Ere, but it is so plain the Schach, that in all the moments of the day, there will be more tzeil than chamo. In spite of the fact that it's gonna hear it, still the mitzias is in that particular suke, that there will be tzeil some chamso in all the moments of the day. But if the situation is that only at noontime when the chamo is bereish kolodom, so then the sun doesn't cast its rays diagonally, but just straight. So then it's still some Rubem Chamso. But in other moments of the day, when the sun does cast its rays diagonally, so then, if there is more Chamo than Tzeir, then it's possible. So, the Sheet of the Achilles that the Ram mentions, and the Ritva mentions, obviously hold that there is a requirement of still some Rubem Chamso per se. So in other words, they agree with the Sheet of Rashi and the Ram, except that Rashi and the Ram themselves, they hold that insofar as the requirement of Tzitzim Rubem Chamso per se is concerned, so it is supplied even if it is Tzitzim Rubem Chamso only at noontime. Even though in the other moments of the day when the sun casts its rays diagonally, it's not Tzitzim Rubem Chamso. But we see from the Achir that they definitely hold that it's a special requirement of Tzimtzum Ruvachamitz, not just as a simen of the sufficient degree of sin. Alright. Now, we know him. So what we say is, a few years when there was a shlish at Bochim, none of them were one of the shady gaggy tev. A few years we gaggy tev, but they are given on Chvut Chome. Now, what is Chvut Chome? Chvut Chome means, the little meaning of Chvut Chome means, beat it and throw it. And throw it. Chome really means to throw. Now I said before, let's start. That Chut Chome is the same aloha. Rashi said it. So he says, Chut Chome hashkeil v'hashlechis. Ala avio, shetachto, v'chayne nami yiyin gudachis. El liye mechitze tahava chudesho mechitze shayach mima gudachis. Mishaykh yiso behele. Liye nami yiyin gudachis. Ubo mislim avio, shayach mima chvot. So that is the same thing like no Gemara Medina, the Gemara Medina. I mean with the Mishnayis. The Mishnayis starts talking. So, Rashi says that Chvut Chome is the same aloha as Gudachis. But actually, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh, in Pirush Yudal of Ores, points out that Chvut Chome is not only the equivalent of Gudachis on a horizontal plane, of course, Gudachis is on a vertical plane. And we say Gudachis. So we imagine a seed in the chitze that ends actually here goes down to the car. That's an inverted plane. But Chut Chome, we say an horizontal plane. We have a gap here. So we imagine a seed if he descended down. So the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh says that Chut Chome is not only the equivalent of Gudachis on the horizontal plane, it's also the equivalent of Gudachis on the horizontal plane. Because the aloche gabriel tume is, let's say, suppose you have, let's say, one cable here. You have one cable on top. One cable on top. And one cable on top and one cable at the bottom. And here there is nothing. So if this cable that is on top has a tether, and if the other, and here you have two cables at the bottom, but there is vacant space, and then on top you have one cable. So the aloha is, if this has a tether, and this other has a tether, so then, and there will be a tume, let's say beneath this bottom cable. So all the cable, all the people in the whole enclosed place, in the whole room, where they have some beams higher, placed higher, and some beams placed lower. Suppose you just started to build a house. So at the beginning of the house, you put one beam here, you put another beam here on the lower level, and then you didn't put any on a higher level, a beam just opposite, just above the lower beam. But here, it's Mechuban Kinegadavia, before you finish building it. So, and suppose there is a Kazalis Nabes beneath the Kela Tachtayim. So all the Kela, whether it will be here or here, so in the whole room that is not complete, so it will become Tom. Why? Because we applied Aloche of Chut Chome. So in other words, so not only, so the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh, that was the whole thing, not only all the Kela, not only all the Kela that are beneath the Kela Tachteino will become Tome. But even the Kela that will be beneath the Kela Elyeinu will also become Tome. Now, so why? So the Kela that are beneath the Kela Tachteino will become Tome because we apply the Aloha of Chut Chome, so it's considered as if he descended. And then, so that means that the Kazalis in Ames here and the Kela here are in one layer. But why should we say that even the Kela that are beneath the Kela here, suppose there's the Kela here, so it will also become Tomei? So the Rambam says Because Chut Chom implies both halachas, Gudachis, the equivalent of Gudachis, and the equivalent of Gudachis. Now, Gudachis, we use the expression Gudachis in respect to a mechit, on the vertical term. And Gudachis, we use the expression Gudachis in respect to mechitze on the vertical term. In other words, it's a lot of Gia. But Chut Chom means flow. Chom doesn't mean descend. Chom means throw. So we can imagine that it's thrown down, and we can imagine it's thrown up. So just as we say, in this case, that this chaos that is here at upper level, as if it descended, and then, so it's on the same level with this, so we can say, in order to mitame the chaos, the tachasiras are yenis, so we can say that the chaos tachteino goes up. So the melee, if there is a keila here, so that means that there is one eya over the kazayis, minames, and over the keila. So this is what the Rambam said. Perfeis of all is Mishnehe Kines Abayis Valio Shein Alem Mazim Vein Chubonis Tumo Tachasachas Nen Tachteo Tom Bina Tachteo Elieno Bineye Tom Al Gaba Elieno Kinegde Ado Oki Atom Hoyo Elienis Ki Bina Tachteinis Tumo Tachasachas Nen Tachaskum Tom Al Gabeyen Kinegde Ado Oki Atom. So the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishnah, he says, "Mechubonim shetiachas nechachashenis, v'elienis kibin atachtenis, hu shetie kol kirom elienis, neged achol olashav bin kol shetiachiris atachtenis." So what it means, in other words, if you have two tachtenis, and then you have here, and this is mechubon neged that. So then, everything, so if there is a kazayis names tachas keilu achas, so all the keilu that are under the other keilu, the other beams, are also pumped. Why? So he says, she u'kvokinu lo b'shabas, she min ha'shoroshim she nema gud achis mechitzte v'gud asit mechitzte, v'she zeh aloch lo mish b'sina. V'inyin zeh, she nachshim ha'mechitzis yedis m'umato m'umaylo, ואילאיס מיומטו למעלה, מיומטו למטו, ואילאיס מיומטו למעלה. So Chut Chom implies both things, that we imagine that the Keiro Elieno descended down and it was placed on the same level in the Keira Tachteino in order to be mitamei the Keirin that the Altachas HaKeiris HaTachteineis, and in order to be mitamei the Keirin that the Altachas So imagine if the Keila Tachteino went up and instead of the same level, so in the melee there is one air. So we imagine both things. That's the aloche of Chut Chom. So, Omar Chom, no amin lo chodechiz, vitefach amin lo Chut Chom, vichilem fil amin lo Chut Chom, vitnam, kibis abayis ba'aliyo, she'in alim ma'azivo, ve'in mechovonez, in other words, the Kiras Abayis Valio are one above the other. So, Tum of Dachas Achas Men, so Dachter Tomei. So, if there is, let's say, Mechobonis, and then there is a Tumei, Dachas Achas Men, so any Kire that is beneath this being, even though it doesn't touch the Kazayis Minames, it's only because this Keiro is Mario and the Kazayis Minames and the Keiro that is beneath it. But Yadachteino Levieno, suppose the Tume is between Yadachteino Levieno, it's like this. The beam, the upper level beam, is just above the lower level beam, and there is a Chazayis Nameis between the two beams. So without the Ayin, or so the Ayin. So if there is a Chazayis Nameis between the Ayin and the Tachteno, and there is a Kele here, so it becomes common. Suppose that there is a Chazayis Nameis on top of the Ayin, so then anyone who is Maya, anyone who is Maya, Kileged et Chazayis Nameis, will become Tomei. In other words, if someone, let's say, will be carried in a helicopter and will stretch out his hand from the helicopter, that is, and on this Keo Elino, there is Chazayis Nameis, and someone who is sitting in a helicopter will stretch out his hand like this, so he will be Maya, so he will become Tomei. Why? Adrokia. So, Al Gabriel Yeno, if the Tume is Al Gabriel Yeno, so then it can be Mitame, Kinegdo, Adrokiatom. Hoyo Evinis, Kibeya Tachelis. In other words, if we have two, and there is vacant space in Tachelis, and there is an upper level B that is Mechube, that is the same size as the vacant space between the two Tachelis. Hoyo, where is the Tachteneis, Tuma Tachteen, Tachas Kulon Tomei. So, suppose there is a Tume Tachteen, so all the Kaelin, the whole thing, so become that is in that place, so become Tomei. Why? Because we consider, if there is a Tume Tachteen, so we consider that this also goes up. So Mimele, if there is a Tumet Achteyeh, so even all the Kelim that here and here also become Tomei. Because you consider as if there is one Eya that is Maya. Al Gabei Kinegdo, if it's on top of the Kelis and the Eyes, so then only Kinegdo, Abra Kila is Tomei. Vito Nalo, Mamei Kvor Namurim, Bizman, Shehich Ben Tefach, Ubiniyem Pesach Tefach. Aber in the NPC Achtefa, this is Yosef Vashe recognizes. Aber in the NPC Achtefa, Tumo Tachas Achasmen, Tachteo Tom. So the Medmo Amu in this man change behen Tetach. If the Keiro has a Tetach, and the vacant space is also a Tetach, Aber in the NPC Achtefa, so Rashi points out, if there isn't Bnei and there is no Tetach, so that means, and since the Mishneh talks of a case where the Keiro Elyono is mamish, has the same size as the vacant space between the two Keiros of Tachteneis, so if the vacant space is not a Tefach, so that means that this is not a Tefach. That's how Rashi emphasized. So from this version of Rashi, it would be mashma, like the Oroch Lineir, that Rashi is chilek on the other Rishayim, who say that there are two requirements on the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah says here, there are two requirements. Number one, that the Keiro Elyono has to be Tefach, and number two, that the vacant space should be Tefach. Suppose that the Keiro Elyono has a Tefach, but the vacant space here is heavy Tefach, less than a Tefach, so then we don't apply the Aloche of Putron. This is what the Mitzvah says. We don't apply the law of Putron in such a case. So, the whole Chumir says that from Rashi, it's Mashma, Rashi is Chel. Now, the whole Chumir is Midayik primarily because Rashi rejects the Gad of Yosef. But, Aber Ein Bineyem Pisiach Tefach. Aber Ein Wehen Tefach. Bein Bineyem Pisiach Tefach. So Rashi rejects the Yosef. And Rashi says that this is a Yosef Mutas. And the right Yosef is the way it appears here in our form, in our text. So because of that, he says that Rashi is still kind of Mitzvah. But from that, I don't know what kind of Hefach is. But the reason is, since Rashi says, in explaining this Mishnah, Aboim b'neyem k'siyach tetach, tumo tachas achas men, tachter otomei, so Rashi says, b'neyem k'siyach tetach, that definitely means that if you're making space, there is less than a tetach. So Rashi says, so why does the Mishnah say, אין בינייה בשיח תפח תום את החסחס מהם תחתן תומי בינייה בלגבין תויה we don't apply the law of Putrone because since the Mishnah talks of a Kevah Elena that is the same size as the space Bineya between one Kevah Tachino and the other Kevah Tachino, and leave the space Bineya, the vacant space, is less than a Tefah. So it means that this Kevah, the Kevah Elena, does not have a Tefah either. So mainly we cannot apply the Aloha of Chutrome. So the only reason as to why you cannot apply the Aloha of Chutrome, because the Mishnah talks of a Kevah Elena that has the same size as the vacant space between the two Kevah Tachtenis. And since the vacant space between the two Kevah Tachtenis is less than a Tefah, so mainly the Kevah Elena also is less than a Tefah. That's the reason as to why we cannot apply the Aloha of Chutrome. Why? Because the Kevah Elena does not have a Tefah. The implication being that if the Kevah Elena would have a Tefah, even though the vacant space does not have a Tefah, then we could apply the Aloha of Chutrome. But according to the Mitzvah, so the Rashi wouldn't have to say to emphasize, since the vacant space is less than a Tefah, and since the Kevah Elena is the same size as the vacant space, so the Kevah Elena does not have a Rechav Tefah. If the Kevah Elena does not have a Rechav Tefah, so Mele we cannot apply the Aloha of Chutrome. So we see that according to Rashi, the reason is why we cannot apply the Aloha of Chutrome is because the Kevah Elena does not have a Tefah. But if the Kevah Elena did have a Tefah, but the vacant space does not have a Tefah, then we could apply the Aloha of Chutrome. But the Ritva says that we are guilty. But Mevrom Amodim this man changed when Tefah will be Nehem Pisei HaTefah. So, not where has Rashi explains. Vamed Roma Amurim this man she Yish Ben Tefach. So, Yish Ben Tefach is descriptive of the according to Rashi. So it is descriptive of the Kirat Achteino Bnei Pesach Tefach. It has reference to the vacant space between one Kirat Achteino and the other Kirat Achteino. This is how Rashi explains it. The Ritva says no. That two Bnei Pesach Tefach has reference to the vacant space between one Kirat Achteino and the other Kirat Achteino. But Bisman Sheyeshven Tefach does not have reference to the Kirat Achteino as Rashi says, but it has reference to the Kirat Achteino. So in other words, this is what the Mishnah is saying. When can we apply the Aloha of Chutrome? Only when there are two prerequisites fulfilled. One is Bisman Sheyesh Vohente. In other words, if the Kirat Achteino has a Tefach. And then another prerequisite is that Bineyan should be Pesach Tefach. If the vacant space between the one Kirat Achteino and the other Kirat Achteino should also have a Tefach. But suppose the Kirat Achteino has a Tefach, has the size of the Tefach, but the vacant space is heavy Tefach, with 3/4 of the Tefach, then we don't apply the Aloha of Chutrome. So, in other words, according to Rashi, so when the Mishnah says, Bamed Vorim Amur, Bisman Sheish Behem Tefach, so Bisman Sheish Behem Tefach has reference to the Kirat Achteino, because if Ubinei Pesach Tefach, so that means that is reference to the vacant space between one Kirat Achteino and another Kirat Achteino. According to the Ritva, when the Mishnah says Bamed Vorim Amur, Bisman Sheish Behem Tefach, so it has reference to the Kirat Achteino as the Tefach. Ubinei Pesach Tefach, that the vacant space between one Kirat Achteino and the other Kirat Achteino also has to be Tefach. So there are two prerequisites. That the Kirat Achteino that we say that we have to imagine as if he descended down, so has to have a Tefach, because if he doesn't have a Tefach, so then it's not an Eyal, and the Aloha of Chutrome applies to something that is an Eyal. If it's less than a Tefach, so then it does not have a Shaneyal. So Mimele, if it's less than a Tefach, we cannot apply the Aloha of Chutrome, and even if that has a Shaneyal, and it has a Tefach, but in the vacant space here, into which we have to imagine as if it was pushed down, does not have a Tefach, we again cannot apply the Aloha of Chutrome, according to the Bamed Vomamu Bisman Sheishben Tefach, Ubinim Pesach Tefach. Avu Bisman Pesach Tefach, Tumatachas Achas Mehem, What is the vacant space between the one cave of Tachteinu and the other cave of Tachteinu? Is less than a tefa. So two tachas achas men, Tachteo tome. So any cave that might be, let's say, suppose here the two caves of Tachteinu, and there is a kazayis in a mess beneath there, and then there is a cave that doesn't touch it, also beneath the same cave of Tachteinu. So remember that cave of Tachteinu is mayo, and the kazayis in a mess, and the cave. So it's done. Tuma tachas achas men, Tachteo tome. Bineyen valgabeyen historia. Since we don't apply the aloche of chutrome on account of the fact that this does not have a tefa, so the mele, if there is kazayis lames tachas keva tachteino, so anything that will any keva will be here will not become tome because we don't apply the aloche of chutrome. But so the difficulty in Rashi is that Rashi explains, this is what the Rifo is Masika Rashi. Rashi explains that the expression Bizman Sheyesh Behem Tefach has reference to the Kira Tachtein. Ubinir Kisiyah Tefach has reference, of course, according to everybody, to the vacant space between one Kira Tachteino and the other Kira Tachteino. So Rashi, now let's go with Rashi. Hoche Gassim, Lach Masnissen Bolz, Kires Abayi Shvaliyo, Shinaliyem Azibo, Vein Mechubonis, Tumot Achazachas Men Tachteo Tomei, Tachteo Leino, Vineyem Tomei, Al Gapa Leino Kner Roekia Tomei, Hoyo En Yeis, Kino Tachteen, Tumot Tachteen, Tachaskulon Tomei, Al Gapeen, Kinegdon Ad, Roekia Tomei. So that's the Roshna of the Mishnah, in all respect, in place Mishnah. Voche Dosh, Kires Abayi, Zizit Shaliyah Suibet, שקורים שולי בו. תירס על יוהן שהגג עושה בן, שקירים פרי, וגם שומעים חלוק עם עולים, וישובים, ומניח עם המסורים מקירו לקירו, כמי תירס על יוהן, שאין על יוהן מעזיב, והוא מסור, הוא מעזיב הוא עדף כנות. אלו, it's not plaster, but, אלו, it's סתם, היכן ולקן מעזיב או לקן מסור. So in other words, since it wasn't plaster as yet, so you'll find tirs in one place, on one level, and not another level, and so that's why the Mishnah mentions the case of Sheinu Mazir. Vein Mechubonis, who are Yedis Mechubonis Kineged Tachteinis, Umayil is Alev. So Tuma Tachasachas Mech, Tachasachas Mech Tachteinis, if there is a Kazayis in a mess, below, beneath, one of the Keres of Tachteinis, so Tachteinu Tome, anything that is also below a Kele, or another, that happens to be below the Kele Tachteinu is Tome, auch nicht loko, die ist berühmt der Bach, so ist Meier. Kein Porsche die Kammer, und wie wir es hat immer. Wie hoch schon dabei ist, Mato und Meier und Teuer. Because since there is no Chmetrome, so the Meier only the Kalim that happened to be Mamesh under the same beam, together with the Kadai und the Tume, the Kadai ist Mames. Auto. Mato und Meier und Teuer, war die Neget ist so akim und Meier, da ein Beidl und Benenino, wenn du mir das Tome war, in other words, if there is, if there is a tumor beneath this kela tachteino, and then there is a kela here, it doesn't become tome. Because as long as we don't apply the aloche of chutrome, so that means that this kela is not under the same area as the tumor. So only the kela that happened to be under the same beam become tome. Bidachteino leleino beneath tome. Kol kelim shebeneisim ashtayim tome. Suppose the tume is between one kero and another kero, where the kero alieno is mamish mechuber above the kero atachteino. If there is a kazayis lames here in between, so all the kero that are also between the one kero and the other kero also become tome because they have to be in the same area. Kol kero shebeis ashtayim tome shebeinu maelas la tume umibias atume al kiboro kotachteo. Alleino, vim tum alleino, suppose there is a kazayis mes on the upper, on the top, kero, so then, anyone that is mild, even adorokia, so then you become tum. כדי לטום מהברוקי אדומה, שהריבו מוחצת, ימין ומל. הויו אלגייניס כבין התחתניס, שלא הויו מכווניס, זו כנגד זו, אלו אלגייניס מכווניס, כנגד האביו שבין התחתניס. In other words, if we have two chairs at the tennis, and then here is other vacant space, and then we have a chair already, no? Tumat ha-chasachas mem ta-chaskumenton. The amulino, b'chol al-yenes, chvut rome, v'ashlichon min ha-tennis. V'ahavet ha-bayis mikure. Even though Rashi doesn't spell out what the Rambam, in Pirusha Mishne, Pirates of Oris, Mishnehe is not out, but Rashi also means that, because the Rambam, the Rashi says, V'havikol abayis mikur. So in other words, so that cannot take effect unless we say both, that we consider a sieve, the Kiro Aleino descended down, and then a sieve, the Kiro Atachteyo went up, with the Rambam spelled out. So that means that it's completely enclosed and it's one air. But Rashi doesn't spell out that we imagine that the Sid Kira Tahteino goes out, but the Rambam spells it out. So Kvut Rome Vashli Khomina Tahteinis, Vahabi Kola Bayis Mikure, Vahabi Yilechon, Uchin Mukele Price, Shirovicha Bayinis, Ishir Avya Shirovicha Tahteinis. We don't allow Hochet Asimu. באמת כל אמור מזמן שאיש בן טפח, ואיש בן איש בסיר טפח, אבל אם היא בסיר טפח, זאת אומרת, תחת סחס ביהן, תחת אוטומי, ביניהם על גבי אין טוי. So there was another guess. So, אבל, אין ביניהם. So he says, אבל, 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 מזמן שאין בהם טפח, ואין ביניהם בסיר טפח. There was a guess. So, Rashi says, that's the wrong guess. But we have seen on the Ibn Tepach. But we have to be here as the way it appears now and more. Avol ein b'neim b'seach tepach. Not avol ein b'hem tepach. V'ein b'neim b'seach tepach. But just avol ein b'neim b'seach tepach. Vochet Roshi. V'amed ho amur dimur maslis mishi Ibn Tepach. Kishi ish b'tachtein et salor tepach. V'b'neim b'seach tepach. Misuk no maslis ishav. Da amdi honch v'tchome. Kishi ish b'choboneis. Uen b'kiro al yeino ish b'choboneis. Ebot. תקירה תחתינו. תומת החסחס מן, תחתו טוב, ויסורות. In other words, now he's מפורש the whole thing. He's not as yet מפורש the case of Kutron. תומת החסחס מן, תחתו טוב, ויסורות. דחים לי יש בטבע, מייס אתו מלחיץ בנעתו, כאילו כך תחתו טוב, ועל גבו, על גבותוי, תומע על גבו, So tachteo toi, apin kineged atum, dechitzetzes. Uch sheino mechubonis, that's in the case of mechubonis. But suppose it's not mechubonis, if you have here keres tachteinis, and here you have a keo eleino, uch sheino mechubonis, kim diesh bine epise yachtefa, since there is epise yachtefa, veo leinis chogu bon kishi on abu, shebinach tachteinis, כדכתונה, הולדינס, כבינת תחתינס, שאיש נגד האוויר, וכשירו און, תומה תחס אחס מן, תחס כולון תומה. So if you have like that, if you have, and here you have a פסיח תפח, and this has the same size as the vacant space. So maybe this is a תפח, and here is a תפח. And suppose there is תומה beneath one of the קירות, so everything under every other קירו becomes tomeh. Why? Because they apply the halacha of tomeh. So we imagine as if this went down, and we imagine as if this went up. So mele, any keileh that happens to be whether it's under this or under this happens to be in the same eyal, under the same eyal as the tomeh. Hilei bnei b'seach tefach, v'lein is chorbon kishiyot avim. שבין התחתינס, כדכתונה, ואין דינס לבין התחתינס, שהם כדאם את האוויר, וכשיורון, תומה תחסח עצמם, תחסחו מנטומי, תעמדו לו חמוד חום, אבל אם ביניהם בשיח תפח. But, here, this is the Rashi, from which we could be redirect what the Oroch Benayr says. אבל אם ביניהם, Rashi says, אבל, in explaining English, אבל אם ביניהם בשיח תפח, נמצא שאין בריך אחרי דינס תפח, So, tumet achasachas men, min tachteinis, Tachteo Tome, Bisumoi, Blamino Chutron. So Rashi says, why do we say, if Ebene and Beseya Tefach? So then we cannot apply the Loch of Chutron, because since the Keiro Eliyahu is the same size as the vacant space between Keiros HaTachteinis, and if the vacant space is less than the Tefach, so that means that the Keiro Eliyahu is less than the Tefach also. So maybe we cannot apply the Loch of Chutron. The implication being that if the Keiro Eliyahu would have the size of the Tefach, even though the vacant space between the two Keiros HaTachteinis is less than the Tefach, then we would apply the Loch of Chutron. And the only reason as to why we don't apply the Loch of Chutron, so Rashi emphasizes, the answer emphasizes, why does Rashi have to say that? According to the Ritvo, there are two requirements, two prerequisites in order to apply the Aloche or Chutrome. So there are two conditions. Number one, that the Keiro, Helieno, that to which we have to apply the Aloche of Chutrome should have a Tefach, because if it doesn't have a Tefach, it doesn't have a Shengar. So maybe we cannot, it's not a Shemeyah, so we cannot apply the Aloche of Chutrome. And number two, that the space into which we have to imagine, as if it comes down, also has to have a Tefach. But Rashi emphasizes the fact that the Keiro Eliyahu does not have a Tefach. Since the Mishnah talks of the case where the Keiro Eliyahu has the same size as the vacant space, so the main way, if the vacant space between one Keiro Tachteinu and the other Keiro Tachteinu is less than a Tefach, so that means that the Keiro Eliyahu does not have a Tefach. So the only reason as to why you can't apply the Aloha of Chutrome is because the Keiro Eliyahu is not a Tefach. But if the Keiro Eliyahu would have a Tefach, and the vacant space would be less than a Tefach, then we would apply. So that is mashma, the way the Ochlenei says the Rashi. And the Rashi is from this. Nimzo, Avalei B'nei B'siyah Tefach, Nimzo Shein B'reich Avalei B'nei Tefach. So Tuma, Tachas Achas Mehem, Mina Tachteinis, Tachtei Otomi, Yisumoi, Lamunoch Vutron. So, Avalei B'nei B'siyah Tefach, so then we don't apply the Aloch of Vutron. So only each bee tests a nail by itself, but there is no tzilu and the combination of all the beams together as in a house, because we don't apply the aloche of chutrome. So, tume tachas achas mehen, tachte otom, because that beam, that keiro itself is maya. Bineyem val gabeyem itoy. Bineyem, now, so according to Rashi, here in Bineyem, there is a difference between the Bineyem, Pesach Tefach, when the Mishnah says, when the Price says, Bamed Lo Mamur, Bizman Sheyesh Ben Tefach, U Bineyem Pesach Tefach. So the term Bineyem in the expression, Bineyem Pesach Tefach, has reference to the vacant space between one Keiro Tachteinu and the other Keiro Tachteinu. Now, this term Bineyem, Bineyem Val Gabeyem Toyeh, so it does not mean, Bineyem does not have reference to the vacant space, to the space between one Keiro and the other. But it means, Bineyem, it means between one Keiro and the other. Between one Keiro and the other. Val Gabeyem Toyeh. What do you mean, Bineyem Val Gabeyem Toyeh? In other words, if you have, like this, this is one Keiro, and then there's another Keiro. So, and if it is, there is a tumor beneath this Keiro, so any Keiro that is beneath this Keiro is done, because it's under the same area. But a Keiro that is Bineyem between one Keiro and another Keiro is not Tomei, because this is an Elachetet, it's maybe Tomei on anything, on all the Keirin that are beneath it, but at the same time it is Chetet, Bifnei the Keirin that are above it. So Bineyem here, the term Bineyem in Bamed Rom Amurim is Manchin Yishman Tefach, U Bineyem Pisiyach Tefach, so the term Bineyem here has reference to the vacant space between one Keiro Tachteinu and another Keiro Tachteinu. But the term Bineyem Val Gabeyem Toyeh, so Bineyem means, if there is a Keiro beneath this one, so Bineyem, any Keiro, that is Bineyem between this Keiro and that Keiro, is Toyeh. Val Gabeyem is Toyeh, in other words, let's say, on top, if there is a Keiro, on top, so it's Toyeh, because it's a Yachit. Alme, he is with that. Bineyem, Bina Tachteinu, is Toyeh. Kishayim Chavoneis is Toyeh. Behold, Adin, Bishayim, Chobanis, Shal Gabotoy. So this is how the Mashiach explains the Rashi. The Rashi is not smooth. So, Vinayan, according to Rashi, has reference not to the vacant space. The Vinayan here does not have the same meaning as the Vinayan in the expression Vinayan Pesiatepa. In the expression Vinayan Pesiatepa, so Vinayan has reference to the vacant space between one Kiyotatein and the other Kiyotatein. This is Vinayan. And the Vinayan here has reference, according to Rashi, to one, this Kiyotatein and the